Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Dollar. D-O-L-L-A-R. Dollar make me holla.
Hey.
Hi. Text dollar to 72881 by the end of this hour and you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Dollar is the code word for one lucky national winner to get $1,000. Honey boo boo.
They're so messy.
Need my
right
go-go juice. Oh my God, they're a total mess.
Have you seen her?
I have. It's unbelievable.
Crack Mama, is whack, yo.
Mama June is a crackhead now.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this one thing about me is that I need my quick pack. And I don't need my kid. All I need is like an abusive boyfriend and some money for Vegas.
Casinos, baby.
Oh my God.
Are you being serious right now?
Yes. Yeah. It's awful.
It's known that she's a crackhead.
Yeah.
And they're putting it on TV.
No.
Well, yeah. I don't know about TV, but
people
it's
are just
definitely
following
all over
them.
The news.
It's
media.
All over TMZ. It's not good.
It's not.
The dollar make me holla.
Honey Boo Boo lives with her sister now.
Pumpkin.
Who's not a.
That's the one who had the baby with 9 fingers or 12 fingers? 11 fingers?
3 fingers up.
Yeah. 3 thumbs up. Yeah,
there you
thumb.
Go.
That's what it was.
Hey, since we're talking about.
Crack
Boo Boo. You know who's coming to town this week? I think.
Who?
Let's see. Crack. Whitney's dead. So who?
Danielle Bergoli.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Performing
she's doing
at
a show.
Behabe.
She is. Isn't it sold out?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It's sold out.
Cash me outside.
Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
I think on a different level, really talented level, Billie Eilish is coming, and doesn't look like we're gonna get her on the show, guys.
Well. Surprise.
Hi.
What's the matter with us? Why won't you talk to us?
I don't know. We're number one. She's number one. What?
Shouldn't all the number ones hang out together?
She's sold out, so maybe she doesn't need...
Yeah, she doesn't need to promote it.
Yeah.
She's like, for what? I already own this town.
Right. Again.
Right. Anyway, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. It's your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. So, James Holzhauer, he's the guy who's killing it on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He just won his 28th straight game last night and added another $130,000 in winnings. That is the second highest single day sum ever recorded on the show. He holds the all-time record, which is $131,000.
You're still watching?
I'm not watching. I mean, occasionally I'll catch it, but I mostly see clips on YouTube and stuff of, you know. I thought it was interesting last week when we got the 27 questions that he's missed, and you were able to get them all.
Vinny, boom, right down the line.
Some of them were super hard, like, you know, the invention that Ben Franklin made that Mozart and Beethoven both used or something like that. Do you know the answer to that?
Can you give me the question?
I don't have it in front of me.
Give me the actual question.
It was, this device invented by Ben Franklin was used by Mozart.
Hold on. It has to do with his hearing, right?
No.
No?
Just an
what
instrument.
What was it?
It's called like the glass harmonica or the glass something.
Uh-huh.
Something
glass
like that.
Harmonica is what
so
it
I
was.
Gave you,
yeah.
I gave you, like, the fact that the guy didn't get permanent press is...
That's weird.
Way to not get wrinkles in your clothes seems like, really?
This the harmonica, it's minus the H, harmonica, also known as the glass harmonica or glass harmonica.
Oh. Sure, it's amazing. You can see the spit in there. Anyway, his streak is still going strong, and it looks like he is going to, it's not going to be long, a couple more games, and he'll pass Ken Jennings' record earnings. Let's see. Oh, by the way, the $131,000 that he made in a single day take beat the old record that was $77,000. Incredible. That was set in 2010. they say he's totally changed the way people are playing the game now, and that the people who are up against him need to not go for the $100 answers. They need to go for the...
Go for the bigs.
They know for, they need to start at the bottom of the board, which is what he's doing, because he just builds up. You know, he gets himself a bank going early so that he can just take everybody else out. And he makes those questions unavailable. So his total earnings are now at about $2.2 million, about $300,000 shy of Ken Jennings' $2.5 million, which he got in 74 episodes. This dude's 28 episodes in, and he's just a hair off the mark. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Is he a good guesser, or is he actually nailing these answers?
He's nailing the answers.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
I guess he's a math guy. He's got like a math degree, but he says he reads children's histories, like really, like all he does is he keeps bringing up these children's historical books that he reads, and he says it's all just sort of spelled out in there, and he's just got, you know, incredible retention.
Not seen a college education, though.
Oh, no. Oh, I heard he was like a math major at some prestigious school or other. I don't know.
I mean, there's... Well, like the Beethoven thing. I know that guy went deaf. Mm. So I was thinking, well, it's got to... Right?
Right. You'd think.
But okay. I was wrong. But I'm wondering if that's that guy's thing.
Right,
like
he
sort of deduces. All right. I know this. I know enough to...
He actually said he was close on that one. He said like the glass... bells or something.
Oh, really?
Like he was really close.
Wow.
He got the glass part, but he didn't get the harmonica.
He went to the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign.
Oh.
Hmm. Sounds like a junior college.
No, is that is
sounds
that
like a real college.
The Illini?
I don't
the
know.
It's
Fighting Illini. Illini.
Oh, actually I do see by taking place. He graduated with a bachelor's of science degree in mathematics.
Yeah, they
in
are
2005.
They're the Fighting Illini.
There you go.
Incredible.
Yeah, Vinny. See, Vinny knew that one too.
See? Vinny could be on that show.
No, I could not. I've played from home. I cannot.
Yeah, I know. It's nice though, sometimes like if you have the right people in the room with you, you can between all of you, I feel like, you know, if you have like a good quarter brain for certain topics and then you have everybody else in the room.
I can get on a run, but I also have giant pockets of just empty.
Mm.
Just
nothing in that pocket.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to get that one.
I don't have one clue.
Oh, it says at age 7, he was moved up to 5th grade math class.
Oh.
And
Jesus.
I guess people were astounded by his arithmetic abilities and developed advanced classwork.
He's amazing.
Wow, 5th grade.
Whoa. At 7? That seems a little wrong.
What is that, 3 years ahead?
It's like young
grade?
Sheldon
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, look, he's very smart. You know what? He seems like a nice guy. The very little I've seen of him.
Mm-hmm.
And good for them on Jeopardy. Getting like nice that there's something overshadowing the fact that that dude is struggling with pancreatic cancer right now.
Mm-hmm. Alex is all, yeah.
Isn't it kind of amazing that that's not the top story when it comes to Jeopardy right now?
Yeah.
It's weird. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie, she just joined forces with the Buffetts and the Gates, and she's going to give away. She's done that pledge to give away half her fortune.
Oh.
So funny.
What?
It's great. It's just that they just got done divvying up their fortune, and now as soon as she's got it, she's giving it away.
Yeah. Well, he's still worth $114 billion.
They've been rich forever, so it's not new for her.
Billion.
Right.
It's just a trip that they just...
Oh, they're saying he's 150?
Yeah.
Because he only gave her $35 billion. Oh. $37 billion. Only. She only has $37 billion, but, you know, even though she's poor, she's still joined up with this.
Maybe she owns stock or something still in Amazon.
Right. She was one of 19 people, I think this may have happened this morning, to sign the Giving Pledge campaign. Mm-hmm. That was announced in 2010 by Warren Buffett. He's the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway and Gates, who co-founded Microsoft. It calls for these super wealthy people to give away more than half their fortunes during their lifetimes or in their wills. And so far, there are 204 individuals and families who've signed on to this and said, yeah, I'm going to, you know, for and you don't have to just give it away. You can support
it
causes. And
that's great.
She says, We each come by the gifts we have to offer by an infinite series of influences and lucky breaks we can never understand. She's rich, so she talks funny like that.
She was born in San Francisco.
No, of course she was. So she finalized her divorce in April. She got a stake in Amazon worth over $35 billion. She says, in addition to whatever assets life has nurtured in me, I have a disproportionate amount of money to share. My approach to philanthropy will continue to be thoughtful. It will take time and effort and care, but I won't wait. And I will keep at it until the safe is empty. Well, until the safe is half empty. Her personal fortune is now worth about $36.6 billion. And she's 22nd on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. By the way, Jeff Bezos, not signing on to the Giving Pledge. Which is for the best because he's going to get us to Mars. Keep going, buddy. Let's see.
I think the moon is next, but whatever.
Well, the moon first. You know, you got to get it going. But they say it'll take about 1,000 years to terraform Mars. We got to get going on that. Till then, we'll be pumping in our own oxygen. All right, O.J. Simpson.
Oh boy.
He bragged that he had hot, steamy sex with Kris Kardashian. She was Kris Kardashian at the time. She's now Kris Jenner. His best friend's wife during the 90s. In a hot tub tryst that ruined both their marriages and all their friendships. She says, no, we didn't. He says, yeah, and I injured you. He says that his then-wife, Simpson and his then-wife, Nicole, and Robert and Kris Kardashian.
Didn't what? Robert represent him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After.
Uh-huh. After all that. They were in a jacuzzi. So the four of them were vacationing together.
Okay.
Somewhere. And they were all four in a hot tub. And Nicole went, oh, well, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. And Robert Kardashian was like, oh, so am I. I want to go to bed too. So they take off and it's just OJ and Kris now in the hot tub, according to OJ Simpson.
All right. Then what happened?
So this guy, his name is Norman Pardo, and he's doing a documentary called Who Killed Nicole? So he's gathering stories and gathering footage and putting this thing together. He says, this is his quote now. OJ said he stood up, pulled his shorts down, and I'll give you exactly what he said. Her eyes bugged out of her head, and I effed that bee until I broke her. Yeah. That was as messed up as you can possibly get, says this Norman Pardo. So,
except for the whole killing his wife thing.
Other
than
that.
way more messed up.
That effed things up
effort
further.
So she
right.
Pardo says, from what I'm understanding, from what OJ told me, everything was great up until the little fling that they had. This guy says he managed, this Pardo dude says he managed OJ Simpson from 1999 to 2012 and has 70 hours of videotape of his former friend. He says, the fallout from the hot tub incident damaged all their relationships. The Kardashians divorced shortly afterward and the Simpsons had broken up by the year after. Pardo says that Simpson told him the alleged affair, also called Kris, now Kris Jenner, physical pain. Simpson said they had to take her to the hospital at 2 or 3 in the morning. She came to OJ's room and said, can you take me to the hospital? He goes, no, I've robbed it. But you broke me. So I guess at that point she had to tell her husband that she'd just been wounded.
Oh, you don't say, do you? You say you have tummy ache. You ate a bad pear.
I'm having lady problems.
Yeah, you don't say. Duh.
OJ just broke me.
Durr.
So Pardo says that now 71-year-old OJ Simpson boasted about this and the damage that his menacingly large manhood had inflicted. On a limo ride from Raleigh, North Carolina to a paid appearance at an Atlanta nightclub in 2003.
Man, that must be...
They say, while Robert Kardashian came around to join the so-called dream team that represented Simpson during his murder trial, Pardo said it was out of practicality rather than friendship. I don't know what that means. When OJ was found not guilty, Robert Kardashian did not jump for joy. He died of cancer in 03, Robert Kardashian.
You ever had to go to the doctor?
For damage? No.
You?
Yeah, I did.
For damage?
Oh.
Well, remember when I started having...
Oh, yeah, pain.
Pain?
During
that was brought on by
it was
generous
I remember one night I was just like it hurt so bad and then it turned out that I had the
cysts and stuff
the cysts and stuff the tumors
Right, they found that because you were like,
because
of I
that
can't
was
take
hurting.
It.
Yeah, it was hurting so much. I remember I was crying. Oh. It's like, there's something wrong. Something's wrong. And then we went
so
to the
So those
doctor.
Things lowered the ceiling?
I guess.
Oh,
yeah,
all
I
right.
think you could say that.
There
sure.
was a top in there.
So maybe there was something.
What is happening?
Booming.
Nothing.
All right.
You're is not that even you? Moving your lips. He's you're not making it work. Bryn.
Have you read some of the theories of who Khloe Kardashian's father is?
Yeah,
a little
okay. Because
mm-hmm.
people think some people think it's OJ,
mm-hmm. right?
And other people think it's Lionel Richie.
Mm. Lionel.
Oh,
I've never heard,
that
the Lionel
one. I've heard that, but I don't believe that. OJ, I can believe.
Yeah, or not.
Well, and you can understand why, as a family, you don't want. Person to feel like they're not part of the family, so you right. just deny it. And
I hope it goes
no,
away.
No, you're a full-blooded Kardashian.
Right.
Don't you worry. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze.
Do it. Right into the mic. Let us hear you.
I'll give you a text while you're doing that. 415 says, between his tweets, bless you, and what he said on Good Morning America today, Ken Jennings is sounding pretty bitter
about losing
James.
His title.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. I thought I read something. He said some nice stuff the other day.
I thought so, too. But
well,
perhaps
times
he's
have changed
his tune.
As his record looks to fall.
Right. I'm sure he thought his record would stand, but it's not going
to
happen.
It's easy to be, what's the term, magnanimous?
Mm.
Until someone actually comes and does it.
Earlier today, you mentioned Bill Buckner. So
yeah.
I'm from Boston. And
we know.
Bill Buckner is...
a nice man who's been
I'm sure.
tortured to his last day by the people of Boston.
Right. Well, he did lose the series for us.
Well, oh. now someone wrote in and said, what about the pitcher that let a bunch of hits happen?
Look, that doesn't matter. That wasn't, it was in the 10th inning, the final out, the ball, it's a, just a little ball rolling to him at first base. It was rolling to him and he missed it. And it went through his legs. He literally, it went under his glove, through his legs. And that was when the winning run was scored, closing down, bringing on a game seven, I should say, tying it up because they could have put it away. Listen, it's a thing.
What about your guys not winning the last game and getting
matter.
The win?
That doesn't matter. It's all Bill Buckner's fault.
It's not, though.
It is. Rest in peace, Bill Buckner. He died yesterday.
Poor Bill Buckner.
Following a battle with Lewy body dementia, which I think is what Robin Williams had, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was only 69 years old. He played for 5 teams in his 22-year-old career. Including the Dodgers, the Cubs, and, of course, the Boston Red Sox.
The guy went into hiding because the people of Boston were so mean to him.
He is best known for the costly error that he made in the 1986 World Series when his Red Sox were taking on the Mets. In the 10th inning of Game 6, Mookie Wilson of the Mets hit a slow roll at a first base. Actually, I don't even want to relive it. Anyway, they went on to Game 7.
There's the video right there on the screen.
I know. I don't need to
Whoops.
Relive it. Although oh God, Bill Buckner.
Yeah, but that's not it.
Ultimately,
you guys are good. There's another game.
Buckner and the city forgave each other. He parodied the error in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm in 2011, mm-hmm. where they threw a baby out of a burning building.
Yeah.
And he caught it.
Oh, nice.
Do you have that clip for me?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. And there he goes. He runs for it. Can he save the day?
Oh, my God. The baby's flying through the air.
And he gets the baby.
He got it.
Oh.
Great catch.
Thank God.
Poor guy. All he saw from Bostonians for 20 years was middle fingers.
Hate.
And death threats. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Huh.
So
I wonder
where
you're from, sir. Mm. Okay, you can put it down. I got it. You gonna hold that up the whole flight or what? Stewardess. Can you imagine what this guy's life was like? He probably just said, I give up. I'm gonna apparently, and I don't have the text in front of me, but I'll get to it when we do those in the 9 o'clock hour. He moved to some faraway place.
Oh yeah. He had to get out of there.
And lived like in the boonies. He had an auto dealership or something.
Mm. Well, you can't stay where people want to kill
name,
you,
right? Not like Buckner Ford or whatever.
Right. Buckhold Ford.
Yeah.
Weirdly, do you have the video of the night before? This is supposed. This I'd never heard this. But apparently, you know, they're doing a bunch of media because there they are in the World Series. And the night before he got interviewed, the night before he lost every, the night before he ruined Boston's hopes, he confessed on camera that he had a nightmare. Do you have
like a premonition?
The next day. Can you believe he said that the night before that exact thing happened?
Yeah,
and
but
ruined
it's
his
all
life?
These guys that play know that. He's saying it because it's not profound. You're the guy, like the pitcher is the guy on the mound all by himself staring at the batter while the whole stadium looks down on your next toss. Mm. That's the deal.
Mm.
You've trained your whole life
he
for
said
it.
The exact thing that
I
happened
know,
to him.
I know, but I mean,
day.
That's there it is. That's the thing.
Also in the sports world, Bart Starr is dead. Green Bay Packers legend Bart Starr died on Saturday. No word on the cause of death, but he's been in declining health. He'd had two strokes and a heart attack in 2014, and he was 85. The powerhouse Packers in the 60s. Entire career with the Packers and then was a coach for years.
Tommy just beat his record. He had like 5 rings. It wasn't Super Bowls, but they were predated the Super Bowl era.
Well, rest in peace, Bart Starr. That's a name we know from football. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Burnout makes the news. I've got some fast facts and more after the...
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 97, 800-400-3697 gets a 4-pack of passes to California's Great America where Boomerang Bay is now open. You want them? You got them. Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the May sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. All right, here's what's happening. So wedding season is upon us.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
And one of the stories...
getting married?
I don't think we do.
We don't know.
The Federal Trade Commission is jumping in.
Really? For what?
There's a lot of marketing around these lab-made diamonds that is misleading.
Oh, is
according
that so?
To them, they're saying eco-friendly and sustainable. Also should say fake. They're fake diamonds. Mm-hmm. They're not diamonds. You should not use the word diamond when you're referring to something that was grown in a lab or made in a lab, I should
synthetic
say.
Synthetic glass? What do you
so
call
it's
it?
Interesting because this is something that as people are getting married right now, you may have decided to go that route. I can see why if the two things are put in front of you and you can't see the difference, why you would say, I'll take the cheaper one, Bob.
Right.
Why wouldn't we?
Is it as hard as a diamond? Is it it's structurally it's the same thing? It's, what is it, just carbon?
No, I mean, they're making them in a lab, so I think they're very similar in that sense. I just think that it's not a naturally...
Occurring thing.
Now, some say... We've heard of blood diamonds. We've heard that term. We all saw the Leo DiCaprio movie, right?
I didn't see it.
What?
I didn't see that.
It's one of his best movies.
Made me feel bad.
Anyway, so, you know, some people are saying these traditional stones that are dug from the ground are also possibly part of these wars where, and maybe dug up by slaves. Who knows? So... It's very difficult, they say, for a layperson to distinguish between lab-grown and mined. But they should not be... They need to use proper wording when they're sold to you.
I see.
So that's something that's being taken up by the Federal Trade Commission right now.
Hmm. You know, there's no law that says you have to buy a diamond.
There isn't.
No, absolutely
not. You can get any stone you want. You know? That's why we just sort of...
They say this is also
roped into this because of the diamond industry.
Well, sure. These new rules, though, will apply to other precious stones, including emeralds, rubies, and pearls. Lab created.
Oh, I see.
Or whatever. However you want to disclose, it needs to be disclosed.
Well, and it should be. Certainly someone should know what they're getting.
Yep. And you know what? I think the thing that happens, and it's just happened to us too. Look, people want a diamond because that's what they've always thought they were going to get.
Yeah. And
They've had that in their head. That's right. Every person they've seen get married has shows their diamond to them.
Right. When you get engaged.
And then
that's
so
what it
there
is.
You are thinking, well, how am I going to be the one that steps out and gets some green thing?
Well, doesn't somebody want to be different?
Some of us do. Mm. And some of us do not.
No, we want the big rock with the word diamond attached to it.
Right. So what are you going to do? I'm not certainly going to be the one that sells somebody on something else.
Right.
What do you want? You want that? Okay. Let's do it.
Let's get the one you've always dreamed of.
What I'm going to do?
You're going to do
talk you into some
happy
green
wife,
thing.
Happy life.
Green's wonderful. Red, you're going to love the red thing. Mm. And then later.
I do love
the entire
rubies.
Time, she always wanted that one.
I resent him so much.
He got me a ruby.
Talked me into a ruby.
Mm. That was one of the things I liked about on Friends when Chandler proposed to Monica.
Uh-huh.
And it was a blue stone. It had, I think, it was like
a topaz or something?
I don't know what the stone was, but it was.
Well, I definitely would have gone with
just
something like
the
a topaz.
Setting, which is, it's a television show.
I thought that was great, though, that they didn't go for the traditional diamond on a show that was that big.
I should disclose, I actually loved that relationship.
Oh, God, all the relationships.
No, not all everything.
I loved
Ross
it.
Was a. Anyway, he made the show unwatchable, quite honestly. Mm. You liked him?
I liked all of them.
Oh, yeah, okay. I loved all of them.
Burnout is now officially recognized as a disease.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A disease?
The World Health Organization just officially classified work burnout as a new disease, which means by 2022, doctors will be able to diagnose burnout. And in theory, they'll prescribe treatments that insurance companies should cover.
Oh, wow.
The definition of burnout is, quote, chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. The symptoms include exhaustion, feeling negative, cynical, or detached from your job, and less efficiency and effectiveness at work. Burnout. It's real.
And diagnosable. Hmm. Interesting.
Take 2 weeks vacation in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Is that how I solve this? Great.
Maybe.
Sounds like a plan.
Maybe that's it.
Well, maybe. That's funny.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're going to actually consider it. I'm sure there's going to be a medicine, right? They're going to have, what you really need is OxyContin. That'll get you out of
that'll,
it.
Yeah, then you'll have a whole other set of things to worry about. Right. Here, let's give you some real problems.
Yeah, you won't develop a problem at all.
Right.
For that.
He'll be like, oh, thank God I'm at work. I made it.
Speaking of, there's a picture. I know you've done the story a bunch of times about Artie Lang.
Oh, yeah, Artie Lang.
Who's a famous comedian who's just drug addiction has ruined him. It's just destroyed his life. But
and he doesn't have a nose anymore.
Well, and that's today there was a picture of him because I guess some famous doctor was talking about how he could fix it if the guy was going to get off drugs.
Oh.
But they showed a side view, and there isn't. It's not.
Well, all the soft cartilage inside his nose is just
right,
gone. So it's the bone here, and then the rest of the skin just hangs down flat.
But when you look at it face first, you can see a nose there.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a side or profile view, it's just flat.
Yeah.
Truly, it looks like the picture, something's wrong with the picture is what it looks like. That's why.
It's so sad.
Well, yes. Dr. Paul says he could fix it.
Oh, that's
Dr.
who I'm
Paul
talking
Nassif.
About?
Oh, is that what you're saying? Sorry.
I just saw a picture. I don't even know.
Okay, Dr. Paul Nassif from Botched. He's a plastic surgeon, really
he could just
famous.
Insert something?
He, what they do, what I've seen, at least on their show, is that they take the cartilage out of your ear, number one, or they can do cartilage out of your rib, which I hear is so painful.
Mm.
But they could do that and then place it to give you a bridge or whatever.
A septum.
Whatever that is, yeah.
Right. That is,
but you can't use drugs anymore.
Yeah, because then you're going to eat right through that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, though.
That's the problem with drugs. People keep doing them.
Yeah.
Right. Addicts. That's the thing.
Don't do it, kids.
How about a fast fact?
Fast fact. I love those.
I'm shaking my head at this one.
Oh.
IKEA does about 1.8 billion in food sales every year.
So good. I got that for dinner. Sometimes.
With about 650 million people eating at their stores.
It's because it's so good, Ben. It's cheap and good. I love it. Every time we go to IKEA, I just make sure I don't eat. You know, I still want to shop there. I do like walking around that place. Super, super fun. But then, you know, you got to end up at the, you know, got to get my meatballs and my lingonberry jam. Good times.
$1.8 billion in food sales every year.
Not surprised at all.
The original title for Michael Jackson's Thriller album was going to be Midnight Man.
Oh.
No idea.
Is there a song on?
I don't think so.
I'm glad they went with Thriller.
Yeah. Johnny Rockets was named after Johnny Appleseed and the Oldsmobile Rocket 88 because the founder felt those were two things that embodied classic Americana, which was the vibe he was going for.
Right. Johnny Rockets, like the food place?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever been to a Johnny Rockets.
I've been there a couple times.
Is there one local one? Joint, right?
I feel like there was one in Redwood City. I think it closed down, Vinny. And then I think I went to one in Vegas. I got a big-ass hot dog.
Oh,
and I think I've had grilled cheese there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typical Arnold's kind of place. Happy Arnold's. Days, Arnold.
Oh, my God, hilarious. Yeah. Johnny Rockets. All right.
There's a video going around. It's gone viral. And it's a video showing a Wendy's employee taking a bath in their kitchen sink. This happened in a Wendy's in Florida.
Oh.
It's everywhere. It's from Milton, Florida.
Sitting in the giant sink?
One of the employees there took a Snapchat video of her coworker taking a bubble bath in one of the kitchen sinks.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And someone else grabbed a video and posted it on Facebook.
Is it just wrong because they're at work?
Well,
or is it because like their butt's sitting where they wash the dishes?
All the stuff. Mm. An employee took the bath wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, that's good.
And he soaks his whole body in the sink while the other employees are watching and filming and laughing. Ha ha!
Fun.
Wendy says that employee's now been fired. No longer works here. We are taking this incident seriously. It is obviously and totally unacceptable.
Yeah, don't bathe in our sinks.
Dirt.
Big sinks, though, you know. They're inviting.
Oh, that's the video.
Let's see the video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a trough of a sink. Oh, he's fully able to immerse. I mean, that is like, it's really just a kitchen bathtub.
Did you say he was naked?
No,
he's wearing trunks.
Well, not that it makes it any better.
It's a humongous sink. Oh, he's washing up.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
And someone brings him a towel.
It's ha-ha.
Oh. Well, ha-ha, you're fired.
Yeah. In the fast food business, Arby's has issued a press release promising
Arby's.
Why does Arby's
isn't there someplace
up?
Else we can eat? Right, anywhere else. Sorry, my bad. Anyway, they promise they'll never serve plant-based meat substitutes.
Oh, well, thanks for telling
Arby's. We have the meats, which is another catchphrase of it. Well, actually, that's the whole, isn't there some, that's not a catch. That's kind of a burn on them, isn't
the
it?
The meats. Is that a burn on Impossible Burger? Is that what they're trying to say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they're saying,
I'm dying to try
Burger King, I can't believe you.
Yeah.
We would never.
I want to try one of those. Do they have them locally? Like, I think there's a Burger King near my house.
I don't know.
I'm going to try an Impossible Whopper.
Did Mill Valley let Burger King into town, or
I think it's over in the old Best Buy Plaza. That Best Buy's closed. I think it's a Target now.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. They let Target in, huh?
They sure, of course. Target.
Let's see. There's a Burger King. Francisco Boulevard.
Oh.
San Rafael.
Okay.
That's a little
not
far.
Mill Valley.
That's not. Uh-uh. That's you're gonna have to drive. You have to drive right past. You know, driving past your house. Is tough.
It's not, it doesn't happen.
You
often.
Really do decide in that moment as you're coming up on your exit how badly you want the thing that you're considering.
I hardly ever want it more. Sometimes I go up to Joann's, you know, because I need fabric.
I have those arguments with myself a lot.
Mm-hmm. What happens?
Who wins? Well, you know what? Often I get the thing done. Yeah. Because I know, well, I'm going to get home and then
still
it's
going to
itch at me.
You're like, shucks, I should have got that.
Should have just I'd be done with it already.
Pissed off that right. I didn't go.
Yeah. Yep.
I could have just gone number one when I got to the place.
Right. Well, you have a very long drive. You have to manage your beverage intake.
I do. You're right. A woman in a town called La Virginia in Western Colombia was trying to eavesdrop on her neighbors last week. She stuck her head through their metal gate to hear better and unfortunately stuck her head in there for good.
Yeah, that happens.
It took 5 hours for emergency crews to get her free, and the neighbors now know this person is listening.
Oh, boy.
Well, there it is. That's what you get for eavesdrop.
Can yeah. they just cut that thing?
I think they did cut it.
All day.
I listen to you all day
yeah,
and all night.
So
took him a minute.
That's what he's doing. He's listening all
oh,
day.
Oh, it's totally. I see the picture. Her head is stuck in this gate.
Oh, poor thing.
Dum-dum.
These things happen.
They do.
How boring is your life?
That you hey, listen to someone else's.
Yeah. Hey, maybe good stuff's going on over there, and you're like, I got to find out what the. Have you ever heard people's story? Like, those people who have drama going at such a height at all times that it is riveting when you find out, like, what the, if you haven't talked to them for a week and then you hear and you're like, oh my God, I didn't do anything yeah. since we last talked.
It makes you actually feel like, God, my life is so bland.
Nothing.
I'm perfectly happy with it.
I can't exactly. Believe. I'm so happy.
And then they stop talking and they're like, so what's going on with you? I'm like, absolutely nothing. Keep going with your story.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I got a few of those where I just go, wah.
Crazy.
I feel like those are people who create their own. Sometimes.
Riveting. You have to actually hold back. Oh, that's the problem.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. She is fully
you
stuck in
dope.
There.
Oh, yeah.
So. Poor lady.
She probably almost tore her ears off trying to get out by herself.
Uh-huh. Was this in Florida?
No, it's
this
in Colombia.
This was in Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
Colombia.
Close.
This makes me think
of your neighbor upstairs?
No, it makes me think of your homeowners association president standing on your lawn never leaving.
Oh, how's that going? What's going
I'm
on
like,
with the
that's
fence?
The guy whose head is going to be cut in
a I'm going to tell you right now that if I had known how this was going to go... I would have let that fence fall down around my house and would have never considered repairing it or replacing it. They've been impossible.
What's
and
happening?
It's so truly that they did a bad job that I'm caught in this position where I take a stand legally and create that kind of neighborhood friction, or do I somehow figure, I don't even know. I've already signed a contract with the fence guy.
Right.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do.
What is their beef with the fence? It's going to look too good?
Yeah. That's the
is it?
That's the beef.
Is there some kind of cap piece on it or something?
Because
that...
I swear to God, yeah, I'm caught in the worst position right now. It's causing me sleeplessness.
I'm sure.
Like, I'm truly tripping.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it's going to go, it starts Monday.
What's going to happen on Monday?
Well, they have a meeting for tomorrow, but my fence is scheduled and I'm contracted for Monday. I don't know what the meeting.
And you asked them for this stuff 3 months ago.
This is my fear 3 months ago, and I have it all in writing. But I swear, my fear is, I'm like, you guys come back to me with the wrong answer. I don't know what you hope I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm contracted.
I have a suggestion.
Leave? Run?
No.
Drink?
Do not drink.
No,
make sure your fiance is at that meeting. She'll calm you down. She'll be the voice
of
reason.
That's been part of the problem. She's been out of town.
Oh, no.
Is she going to be there Monday?
She's not going to be there.
Who's watching
no,
the kid?
She's with the kids at my mom's.
Oh.
They've been gone for a week.
They're just hanging out down
Disneyland?
South with your mom?
No. I'm going down there at the end of the week.
This week.
For Disney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Who is your smartest friend who's reasonable that you could say, bro, you got to come with me to this meeting?
Well, I mean, I could easily bring my boy Peter Cook.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bring Peter Cook. Lighthouse Realty. Lighthouse Realty. Plug, plug, plug.
No. I mean, Cheater but the thing up. Is the guy is a, you know, he's a father of three and he's got a business. I can't exactly, hey,
You want to go to an HOA?
Yeah, let's just ask him right now. Peter, we really need you to show up to Vinny's Homeowner Association meeting on Monday.
Peter Parker Cook, you need to save the day.
Peter Parker Cook.
By the way,
Lighthouse Realty.
In Marvel's final installment of Endgame, I think Spider-Man... I can't say... It's really good.
You think Spider-Man what? Say it.
Can't say it.
He can't
you guys
say
talk
it.
About
no,
it during the
break. Movie's been out for a month. He can say it. Say
I
it.
Just, I just.
Say it.
I love it. The relationship.
No, that's all you're going to say.
No, I was going to say. The relationship between Iron Man and Spider-Man, I just love it. Yeah, I love it. That's one of the moments where I just had a.
I love it.
A twitch.
Well, you know, there's a Spider-Man movie coming out.
I do. July. It's the one that's in Europe.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Spider-Man European Vacation.
Oh.
Jake Gyllenhaal's the bad guy.
And this Tom Holland kid is the new Spider-Man?
He's good. Yeah, he's good. I like the kid.
Okay.
Might be the best one of them all.
Oh. Mm.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, I'm out of time. Oh. I'll read text after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.